Chazanish at the end of Perek Beis, Eitz Vav Zayin. He ends off the Indian of Bitochin, Im ki ikriya Bitochin Michivas Halim. Although the basic idea of Bitochin is really from the duties of the heart, Umistafim Menu Mitzvahis Maisiris. And it branches out of there. The ikar is really in the lev, but it obviously manifests itself in certain types of actions. For example, b'choyva shamaniyam b'pu'ulayis neged chaver, like you mentioned beforehand, that a person is obligated through bitachin not to take steps to prevent, to thwart his friend's plans, because he's worried about his own good, his own parnasa, ukedeme. And additionally, yesh bazeh gam gedar mefulei shel hishtadlus hamutaris. There's also limitations to the actions that one should take with regard to hishtadlus. Ulefa'omim v'bitochen misnagid l'hishtadlus v'oizer emtsayim yuchodim. And sometimes, in addition to what he said before, and not doing something against somebody else, but even when it's not something against somebody else, bitochen dictates that a person act in a certain way and refrain from certain actions. For example, he says, "Vineinus chayavnu lodun v'machshavtenu kol pu'ula terem asiyosem hi muskemes midas habitachon." Be'etzem, before anybody does any action of midas habitachon, he should really measure it up against bitachon. Is this muskem? Is bitachon? Is this appropriate for the gedarim of bitachon, or is this not appropriate? Al pi inyanei bitachon, al pi choivas habitachon. The Chazal Omer b'Medrash Rabba Miketz ki Yishtadlusei Shal Yosef HaTzadik Levakesh Mistar HaMashkim V'Zgartani Vayse Kizulzul B'Midas HaBitochen. Chazal said, this is the big question, what did Yosef HaTzadik do wrong? L'chora, this is the Chayvas Yishtadlus. Say Chazal, that there was a chesaron over here, that the Maisa that Yosef HaTzadik did by asking the Tzar HaMashkim to remember him, that was the Zulzul and Midas HaBitochen. And what do they say? Really, something which is a tarti disaster. Omru Ashri Agevah Sher Som Hashem Yiftochoi Zay Yosef. Praiseworthy is the man who put HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his miftach, as the one he relies upon. Who's that referring to? Zay Yosef. That's Yosef, who's the Baal Bitochen. V'yipanel Rehovim, and he didn't turn to those that are arrogant, and others the Mitzrayim that are called arrogant, Rahav, and ask him for help. So the person that's the praiseworthy one, that's Yosef. And he wasn't Pano Rehovim. Who was Pano Rehovim? Also Yosef. So Yosef was the praiseworthy one, or he wasn't the praiseworthy one. Did he? Mitzad Echad Chazal is saying that he's the Adam, Asher Som Hashem Yiftochoi, that's Yosef HaTzadik. And what did he not do? He wasn't Pano Rehovim. Who was Pano Rehovim? Also Yosef HaTzadik. So, what? How does it stem? Shebishvil Shepano Sar HaMashkim Nitoisef Loi. Because Yosef HaTzadik asked the Tzar HaMashkim for help, Nitzayzev Leishtei Shonim. What's the loyma? Yosef Yoda Shein HaTzalosei Tluyo B'Yishtadlus V'Hakol Mi'ad Hashem. Yosef HaTzadik knew that his salvation was not going to come from any Yishtadlus. It's not dependent on his Yishtadlus. It's dependent, legamri, 100% on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avo B'Yoshin Yitzchayev Odom B'Pulois V'Leilis Mechaniso. However, since a person is obligated to take action and not to just sit in his seat and be simich that this is going to happen, chiev Yosef is asmai l'shamish b'zam nezu levakshim sar mashkin. Yosef HaTzadik knew that hishtadlus does nothing, but you can't just rely on the Kadosh Baruch without doing hishtadlus. A person is obligated to do hishtadlus. Memilo Yosef HaTzadik was mechayev himself to ask the sar mashkin for help because he knew that he's supposed to do hishtadlus. So what did he do wrong? Where did he go wrong? Va'omnam, however, b'yoyis shulifri tchunat harahovim ein b'tiv elizkur lehitiv. However, since the nature of somebody who's arrogant, the hind of the mitzriim, that their nature is that they're not going to remember and they're not going to be mative to somebody else, then ein roi ha'maisa zeh rak mitechiyush. Such a maisa of asking the Tzar HaMashkim is a maisa which is only done when a person is totally miyush, totally gave up. Then he'll do something which it doesn't even pass as a ma'aseh shtadlus. V'amiyush oise kol mash yuchal af dvarim rechoikim mikol te'elis. Somebody that's miyush, somebody that gave up, then he'll do things that even though there's no chance that they could work. Like Rav Goldberg, when he mentions this, he says like it's a drowning person grabbing for a piece of straw. So a person can, if there's a plank of wood, so maybe you can hold a plank of wood and hold him up. A piece of straw is not going to hold him up. but he's desperate and his arms are flailing and he's going underneath and he grabs at anything. That's a ishtazas? That's not ishtazas. There's no way that that piece of straw is going to keep you up. But a person does it because he's meirish. Memela, a ishtazas, a mitzvah of so-called ishtazas with that's done out of yush is not considered a mitzvah of ishtazas b'chal. Aval ein leboiteach lasis kamo eila. Somebody that's boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not do such a mitzvah ve'ein pulazumi pulazachayvo. This is not something which a person is mechayiv to. Yosef HaTzadik did ishtalis because he's mechayiv to do ishtalis. He knew that it's not coming out of this ishtalis. His hatzal is not coming out of this as a result of this ishtalis. But he knew he has to do ishtalis. The thing is that this is not considered ishtalis. Ishtalis has to be something which is an appropriate ishtalis. Something which is not considered an appropriate ishtalis. It doesn't have a chance of working. Then that's not considered ishtalis b'chlal. If that's not considered ishtalis, you shouldn't have done it. V'yesh b'maitzah zeh, and therefore through this action it was ke'in zriyas avak al zoyer ha'emun ha'vitochen. It's like he's sprinkling dust on top of the grandeur of emun ha'vitochen. In other words, he's covering it over with dirt. In other words, he didn't use the emun ha'vitochen in all its in all its glory. V'achar she'in ha'choyvel yesuru. A memela, if the action is not obligated, the memela tzatzer, because that's not his status. If it's not ishtadlis, so then you should be b'teichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'teichen goes together with ishtadlis. If it's not a mitzvah ishtadlis, then it doesn't go together with b'teichen. It shouldn't be done b'chlal. V'kavanas chazal ala pu'ulo, v'lo yalmidas ha'b'teichen shu Yosef chalilo. V'meilo, chazal, when they said that there was a chasaron in Yosef, that he was pun or rehovim, that was the action. But it was not the midas ha'b'teichen of Yosef tzadik. Who is that? That's pshat in the pasuk, in the drasha. Ashriya Gevash Yosam Hashem B'tochen is a Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik is the biggest Baal B'tochen. There's no question about it. There's no chesaron in Yosef B'tochen. What was the chesaron? Lo'ipanu Rehovim. The ma'isa that he did. The ma'isa that he did wasn't matim to Rechoyves HaB'tochen. V'yodah Yosef Shein Ezer Miben Odom Mibiltu Mi'Hashem Levad. Yosef Tzadik knew in his Midas HaB'tochen, he knew that the only one that could help him was the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aval Ma Shechiyev Atmo Lishol Mitzar Mashkim Lo'ihoyu Lefi Kabbalas Chazal Din Emes. However, the action that he took, that was what the chasaron was. If chas v'chalila a person needs a doctor, so go for the top. The pula seishtalis, chayva seishtalis says to do the thing that has the biggest chance of working. You have to know that it's not seishtalis which is going to cause the teitzo at the end of the day. But chayva seishtalis tells you, do something which has the biggest chance of working. Mamela, that's why. You go for the top. Call him, find out who's the best doctor, and that's it. Now, let's say the best doctor is not available. So, besenus, you go for the next one. That's fine. You don't have to wait. If it's not available, it's not available. You don't have to go ahead and now do tatsuki. That's obviously not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do ishtadlis. Does that mean it has to be the best one? The chatchila should be the best possible choice that you could do. Because that's the biggest possibility that it will be matzliach. Kokama, that's not an available, so then you go for the second one. Is that a chesaron now that you're not getting the best one? No, it's not a chesaron. That a person has to do the ishtadlis as the best possibility of working. If the best possibility is not available, so go to the next one. How long should he wait for the doctor? So then he has to figure out what make a cheshbon. Can he wait without a problem? It's better not to wait. V'chulu, what are they saying? But that doesn't...
Why isn't using the taxi for the ishtadlis to get the best doctor?
Maybe Protexia is, but if the Protexia is not going to help you, because that's a scenario that a person just told me, that he took a doctor, he wanted to take a certain doctor for a surgery, a relatively minor surgery, but he wanted to take these, asked about people, and he got the certain doctor, and he used the doctor, actually, in it, but he used them through the kupa, through the public, through the, so what's the problem with that? Once you go through the doctor, in the public, through whatever kupa they had, they can't use the doctor private for another 6 months. Now, if you don't take the doctor private, so then if the surgery day comes and that doctor is being taken by somebody else privately or whatever, then they just get some Chaim Yankel who comes and, you know, does the surgery. So who wants to take that chance? So now they could wait 6 months, or now there's no protection over here. You're stuck. This is the column. You're stuck. So you can wait 6 months and you talk and get this guy privately. Or, no, you shouldn't wait 6 months. So then you have to figure out, what's the story? What do the doctors say? Is it kedai to wait? Can you push it off? Or is it not kedai to wait? It's not such a short surgery that it makes so much of a difference. Get somebody else. Bechulu. So they talk and they went for number two. It's okay. They didn't push it off. They went for number two and they... Bechulu. But that's the lechatchila. the Maisei Shtadlis should be considered Maisei Shtadlis. Now, what's considered Maisei Shtadlis? If you look in Michtam Elio, he has a Arichas when he gets to be talking in Shtadlis. And he says, there's five different darkness, and he talks about Rizundu Mitzalant, that he said that his Shtadlis for Parnasa is to buy a lottery ticket. That way it's already not a Nais if the Rebbeinu Shalom gets it through. You can't just sit back and do nothing. So you have to do Shtadlis. How much Shtadlis do you have to do? So he felt his Shtadlis was to buy a lottery ticket. For the standard person, the 1 in 850 million chance that he's going to win is not considered a Shtadlis. For Zundel Talan, that was a Shtadlis for him. For him, that was a Maisa that he reckoned to be considered a Shtadlis, and it already takes away. You did an action that could bring in. Now, is that the biggest action? So then that depends on each person's level of a Chulu, you have to know. But it's something which theoretically could work. It has the ability to work. Chazal's sign on Yitzvah Tzadik was that it didn't have the ability to work. That wasn't a chance b'chol. To be fun at Tarov, at the end of the day, he didn't remember that was a Neis Min HaShemayim that he remembered. That was but it wasn't Be'etzem, Al Tchovish HaShtadlus, that wasn't considered HaShtadlus b'chol. Now finishes off the Chazon Ish, something which really ties back to the first paragraph of Bitochen. Yesh Oid Mimidus HaBitochen. There's another aspect of Bitochen, in addition to what he said at the beginning. At the beginning he said, what is Bitochen? Bitochen doesn't mean that I believe for sure ki betach yeh atoiv v'mistapik v'choshesh al hepech atoiv v'mechusor Bitochen. If a person has two choices in front of him, something is good, something is bad, Rachman al-Etzlan, there's a big 6'8" shvaretz in front of him with a knife. It could be that he's going to mug him, or he's not going to mug him. He has a chayva to believe that everything's going to work out fine, he's just going to pass by, and he's going to use the knife to cut open his apple, and it's not going to be anything more than that. And if he doesn't think that way, then it's a chesar nemidas habitachon. Says the Chazon Ish in the first paragraph, that's not a chesar nemidas habitachon. That's not what bitachon is. Bitachon is that there's no scenario that wasn't decreed from the Rebbeinu Shalom that it's going to occur. The male this is here because of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no situation that the Rebbeinu Shalom can't get you out of. There's no matter how what the percentages are, 99.87. It doesn't make a difference what the percentages are. Kadosh Baruch Hu will get you out. Hayipalei me'Hashem davar. Is there anything which is passed through Rebbeinu Shalom? There's nothing. And the male, even though the last 850 people online by Auschwitz went to the right, but it doesn't make a difference that he could be that he's gonna. And how many stories are there? And how many, right? There's always that possibility. Comes along the Chazon Ish and he says at the end. However, Yeshoyinu Midas Habitochen. There's another aspect of Habitochen. Ki al Beiteach Sher Ruach Kodesh Umislave. Don't say Ruach Hakodesh. He has a Ruach from the. In other words, a Dargo in Kedusha. Umislave Imo Ruach Oiz Hamevasri Ki Omnam Yaazrei Hashem. And he has this feeling, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure will help him out. When he's Boitech, U'kumo Yishom Mardavad, HaMelech Alav HaShalom, Im Tachane Alay Machane, Lo Yer Olibi, Im Tukum Alay Melech Omo, B'Zeis Ani Boitech. I'm Boitech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me out of the situation. B'Zei Inim Eschav of Yimayel to Boitech, Rav Kotcher. That depends entirely on the person who's being Boitech, whether or not he's going to be Matzliach or not. That means that there is this possibility through Bitochen to be Matzig that which he wants. Now it depends very much on the dargo of the Beitech. And not every person can just say that, oh, I'm going to be Beitech in a certain, the and a lot of times the person being misalim from the sakana is just because he doesn't want to think about it. That's not Bitochen. That's laziness. That's not really, right, from the Brisker Road, they would say that the emes of Bitochen means that a person is makir of the sakana that he's in. He's makir of the Torah. He's makir of the Torah that he's in. And nevertheless, he's Beitech in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's a certain level of bitachon that a person is beitech, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me out. You know, it's the Indian of like of Einin Mavadei of the Chaim Volozhin. When a person is mizdavek in Gansin to the Rebbeinu Shelolam, and he realizes Einin, that's the Indian of bitachon. The Indian of bitachon is Einin Mavadei. That there's nothing in the world which is Mavadei Rebbeinu Shelolam. That means the situation that he put me in is because Rebbeinu Shelolam put me in the situation, and because Rebbeinu Shelolam can get me out of the situation. And the fact that I'm here, I just saw Maisa brought down from the, it just shows the darga that a person get to. Maisa with the Chazon Ish's brother, that he was sitting and learning in a shul in Europe, and some soldiers came inside looking for rebels, and they found inside the bima, they found ammunition and other types of things. Because the only person that's in the shul is the Chazon Ish's brother, so they alam akom, they decided that he's chayav misa. So they come outside and they're about to somehow his sister found out what's going on. His sister comes running, and they're there aiming their guns to shoot him. And they try, and they try. It's a gainisht. Because so they say, oh, it's Simran Shemaim. Obviously, this guy is he's chaf mi pesha. He's obviously free. He's not at fault. Because he's not the one. He's not the rebel. And they let him go. The kids afterwards, his sister asked him, what were you thinking at the time that they were standing there? You were standing there with the guns drawn and they were trying to shoot you. What were you thinking? So he said, I was thinking, can they finally get over with what they're doing? I got to get to Mincha. It's almost Shkia. So to have, there was that hakara that I have to do what I have to do. If it's going to happen, I'm going to get killed. But if I'm not supposed to get killed, then I'm not going to. Either there with the guns and the shooting and the... Right. There's people, I know somebody that was in my son's Kitah and Cheder. His grandfather was one of the people in the Harnof massacre. Was one of the people that was in the shul at the time. And he went running and he heard behind him click, click. They tried, they went. Gainished. It didn't happen. They tried shooting, they didn't go. Some people yes and some people no. Whoever was supposed to. Every bullet has an address and every. To come to that dargah, to be makir that is tremendous. But that's the Ein El Mavadei. Ein El Mavadei means I have mincha now. 15 minutes is mincha shkia. What I have to get finish what you have to do. I gotta get the mincha. That's the dargah of. Now that's the Zeinim Mitzchalak Vafima Milas Abreitech Rav Kotchi. There's 9 billion people in the world. I don't know how many of them have bitachon, but there's 9 billion levels of bitachon. Every person has a different level of bitachon, and no person can compare himself to anybody else. And the fact that the guy next to him acts in a certain way doesn't mean that you could. And the fact that you act in a certain way doesn't mean that he could. Every person, the more that a person works in the bitachon, the more that the darga he gets to the bitachon, that he's able to mamish be dovek and kadosh baruch hu and be makir in and movada, he's able to get to this darga that omnom yazreu Hashem and echnami Hashem will help him out and will be zeicha to what he holds is be'etzem the best possible thing for him.